Benny Steffen is with the Peace Regional SPCA, and I thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Comments on the fact, please, that, it's a simple saying. If you're too cold, your pets are having a tough time that it's too cold.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. If it's too cold for us, it's too cold for them.
How easy is it for pet owners to unfortunately leave them outside despite the fact that the temperature could be mild or the temperature could be like it is right now, which is minus 40?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we don't realize that cats and dogs, they can get hypothermic and get frostbite just like we can. So there is some steps that you can take to make sure that your pets stay comfortable and healthy in this cold snap.
Some of those comfortableness, I guess, will be, for lack of a better term, would be just keeping them inside, would it not?
Yes, it's nice if you can keep them inside, but of course they do need to go outside, you know, to do their business or go for a little walk to stretch their legs. So the biggest thing is just to make sure you know your pet's tolerance. So if they have to go outside, make sure that you know how long they're, you know, they can tolerate this cold weather. And it does vary from pet to pet. So it's usually based on hair coat, their body conditioning, their activity level, and their health.
Now, myself, I'm speaking personally on this. I've got two little dogs at home, and sometimes it just requires the owner just to stay at the door. How easy is it that to just take a few extra seconds to say, okay, the pet is done, let's bring them inside?
Yeah, right now you want to make sure that you are keeping an eye on them all the time, especially if you do have mostly indoor pets and they're going outside. You want to make sure all these, you know, my dogs too, I have some larger breed dogs, but they do go outside, but they're not acclimatized to the cold and they just can't tolerate it. So it's usually you want to make sure they're only out for a short period of time and making sure that you watch for any signs of discomfort, like they're lifting their feet, they're shaking, kind of sitting on their haunches or looking at their paws. You want to make sure that you're very aware of those signs.
My apologies for my bluntness here, but really, to be honest with you, kind of saying they're okay on the outside when it's like this, that's a little too cruel, isn't it?
It is. You don't want to leave them out for extended period of time. There is dogs, though, that are, you know, that live outdoors. You know, we have some farm dogs or, and there's just things that you want to make sure that they have a proper shelter. You know, making sure that they have a spot where they can stand up and they can turn around. You want to make sure that they have proper bedding, which is actually straw. Straw is the best thing you could give an outdoor dog to put in their doghouse. You kind of want to stay away from blankets. They kind of tend to hold moisture and they'll end up freezing, so they don't provide any extra shelter for them. So you just want to make sure that they have a place to go that's warm, and then making sure that they're out of the wind, of course. Today being so windy and snowy, that's something very important.
Simple advice, I guess, is the best medicine, obviously, for weather like this. What is the simple advice that we can give owners to make sure that the pet is safe?
Keeping them inside. It's like that's the easiest.
Yep.
You know, if they are, you know, if you can bring them inside, that's probably the best. But making sure that they have proper shelter, making sure that they have fresh water, you know, a little bit extra food right now is important as well, because it'll give them that extra energy and stuff to stay warm. So, you know, if your dogs are normally inside dogs, keep them inside, limit them to go outside quickly to do their business and come back in. The other thing to watch for is making sure that you keep their paws kind of free from ice and any kind of outdoor irritants. So if they are walking on a sidewalk or anything, make sure that you wipe off the salts and stuff from them and just give them a quick wipe when they come in. But like I said, if they can stay in, that's probably the best.
How tough is it for pet owners, and I guess the pet themselves, because it seems to me they might be a little bit on the cabin fever's side, just like us humans, right?
Yes. It's like I have three dogs suffering from that right now. So, and a shelter full of dogs that are a little bit, you know, they want to go outside for their walks. So being able to provide some enrichment for them, either, you know, frozen Kongs, if you get a Kong toy that you can put some canned food in or some treats in it and freeze it and give it to the dog so that they can, you know, be active and play with it. Stuffies are always a great thing for them to toss around in the house, and, you know, just some extra playtime inside will help. I don't know, people will do snuffle mats or, you know, all those kind of things will provide them some entertainment while we can't go outside for a long period of time.
Let's keep everybody safe. Is that simple a statement?
Absolutely, yes. You know, make sure that, you know, keep everybody safe and healthy. And like I said, we want to keep them indoors as much as we can, and then keep them protected.
Stray cats in the motors. I mean, that's something I might be a little bit familiar with, but how does that happen?
Well, just they go where they want to get warm, right? So if a stray cat or even like some small wildlife, they tend to hang out, you know, in somewhere where it's warm, right? So they'll go up into a vehicle engine to try to stay warm. So it's always a good practice to kind of bang on the hood or honk on the horn, just so that they kind of have, you know, the chance to get away before you start your vehicle.
Penny Steffen is with the Peace Regional SPCA. Again, Penny, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.